America lost 407,000 servicemen and women in World War II. They didn't get homecoming parades or a chance for long lives.
Those people that served in World War II that never came home don't get the recognition like those that didn't make it home.
But Don Milne of Bountiful makes sure to remember as many of them as possible through his blog, WW2Fallen100. Milne does his own research.
I start off with Ancestry.com. I started playing around and noticed there was a lot of military information. And so I start by looking at the gravestone registry that they have.
That leads Milne to online photos of the fallen fighters and their ships and planes. He can contact descendants to finish the stories. He's written 600 so far.
And I plan to keep writing them one a day until the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II, which will be September 2nd, 2020.
Milne is now researching fallen soldier Alvin Fleming, who was born on November 24th, 1918.
I was excited to find that out and that date had not passed yet, and perhaps Uncle Fleming could be part of Don's site.
So Fleming's niece, Nancy Vogt, will likely see his story on what will have been his 100th birthday.
He was always somewhat of a mystery because that time was so painful that the family really doesn't like to talk about it.
So far, Milne and Vogt have learned Fleming invaded Normandy in 1944 and died 2 weeks later.
Those guys really put their lives on the line.
Donald Mark Christensen was surprised when Milne contacted him in Colorado about his father, B-17 pilot Donald Roy Christensen.
I do remember him, although I was so young. I was about 2 and a half. My memories are almost more dreamlike.
Enemy fire took out Christensen's fighter plane over what is now the Czech Republic on March 2nd, 1945.
To memorialize these people and their service and their sacrifices, I think what Don's doing is really commendable.
Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.